This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
Wisconsin cans much of the nation's vegetables, but consumers are turning more to fresh products. Hope Kerwin has more on how innovations in agriculture could help keep this industry alive.
Bill Tracy is an agronomy professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He spent the last 30 years thinking about and breeding new varieties of corn. On a sunny day in August, Tracy and I walked along rows of his sweet corn at the West Madison Ag Research Station.
This over here.
As he snaps an ear off one of the plants and pulls back the husk, it looks like typical sweet corn.
And most people, a lot of people, don't know that you can just...
Tracy has bred a new variety of corn that's meant to be eaten without being cooked. He offers me the corn cob.
Can you take a bite and still interview?
Okay. It's like an apple.
It's like an apple.
Tracy imagines consumers purchasing fresh ears of this new corn to snack on, much like an apple or a banana. It's just one of the ways he's reimagining how people consume sweet corn. And Paul Mitchell from UW-Madison's Rank Agribusiness Institute says the rest of the state's food industry could use a similar upgrade.
I think, frankly, we need to come up with new products, new food products. We can do a very good job raising root crops and things like green beans and sweet corn. But we need to find a way to make them interesting to people.
Wisconsin is the second largest producer of processed vegetables like sweet corn and green beans in the country, right behind California. But Mitchell said that market has seen a slow decline over the last 10 years.
That demographic is dying every day that eats canned vegetables. And so we need to find a way to reinvigorate, innovate out of that decline into new products.
Mitchell says a big part of this decline is the growing interest in fresh and frozen products. But instead of bringing the end of Wisconsin's food production, this shift could be an opportunity for farmers to grow products that generate more profit. Like Tracy's new variety of sweet corn. Growing the new plant won't cost farmers much more than regular sweet corn.
What everyone hoping, especially the farmer, is that there would be demand for it, and anytime you have demand, then the farmer can charge more.
The novelty of peeling back a corn husk and taking a bite turns sweet corn from a well-known food to a specialty product. When producers earn more profit from each item, they no longer have to grow foods at large volumes to make them profitable. Mitchell says growing specialty products has more economic value than growing corn and soybeans.
It's that value that generates the jobs and the economic impact of an industry is the dollars, not so much the volume or quantity.
These big picture benefits are why Mitchell and other industry experts are calling on the state to be proactive about innovation in the food industry. Mitchell says if producers don't respond, Wisconsin may no longer be a top agricultural producer.
Keeping that land, keeping that facilities, the infrastructure active in that industry, because once you lose that infrastructure, the knowledge, as well as the buildings and machinery, it's harder to get it back again. You have to reinvest.
But creating new food products doesn't happen overnight. Even after 30 years, Tracy says he's yet to develop a product that's completely changed the sweet corn industry.
I frankly won't be brokenhearted if it doesn't happen, but yeah, that's the goal.
Instead, most food innovations, like Tracy's new sweet corn, are incremental, slowly improving products to meet consumer demand. He says it's unlikely the new variety will replace its cooked counterpart.
It's such a tradition, such a family thing. People sitting around the table, they do love to slather the butter on, and the butter won't melt on an uncooked ear.
But creating a new market for sweet corn could help ensure farmers can continue to profit from the classic vegetable. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.